Hallelujah. Isn't it just a privilege to be in His presence? It's a privilege to be receiving from Him. You know, we live, some people will say, well, I just wish I could have lived in the time of Jesus. Well, you'd have to know Jesus was there. You'd have to go where He was. And He wasn't on the earth forever. Aren't you glad that when He left, God sent a helper and that all of us can receive from Him? He is with us all the time. Isn't that awesome? So right now, when you leave here, you don't got to be at church all the time. You know, that you can leave here and go home and the helper's still there. Aren't you glad that we live in an age where you can get teaching just by flipping on your phone or whatever, wherever you are? I mean, they've had portable devices for a while, but it's just, it's beyond portable. I mean, wherever you are, you don't even have to take an extra, you don't have to take a big bulky Walkman anymore. You know, you just have your phone and you can get things whenever. I mean, we live in a good age. And you know what? God knew we would live here. And He has something prepared for each of us to do now. So don't ever say, well, I wish I would have lived in that healing revival back, you know, in the 40s and 50s. Well, that's all well and good. Thank God for the healing revival back then. But, you know, that's been over half a century. And God's doing things now, and He's getting set to do more. And right now, if we'll look to Him, His Word hasn't changed. He hasn't changed, right? So we can look to Him now, today. Be thankful that you are where you are now. You're living in the time that you are living in now. And thank God and just get involved and do what He's telling you to do today. There's no reason to think about somebody that did something 80 years ago. I mean, thank God for them. Well, I just wish I could have been under that anointing. You know what? That's not, God does not wish for things decades ago. God is doing a new thing now. God is always saying, that's great, watch this. We're going, so you think that was good? Come over here. Let me show you something. You think, you know, a million years from now, we're going to be like, well, we've seen it all. God will say, come over here, let me show you something you've never seen before. Here we go. You believe that's possible? 100 million years from now? Man, God, this is just awesome. You think that's awesome? Let me show you something. Come over here. Watch this. You believe it? You think in 2014 going into 2015, God could still be doing stuff on the earth? Well, I just don't know. People have gotten, you know, so that's a perfect opportunity for God to do things. People need to hear the gospel. People need to see the power of God. The Word hasn't changed. If we'll believe it, He'll do it. Amen. Right today, even. Don't put it out in the future. Just if we'll believe God today, He, the Holy Spirit, is the same now. Now. Today. I think we just need to get in faith mode right here. We need to hook up today. Now. You realize God is speaking to you now? The Holy Spirit is speaking to your heart now? Do you realize the anointing is here now, today? What, December 14th, 2014? That you are, if you believe you're supposed to be, you know, where you're living, where New Hampshire, Massachusetts, whatever town you're in, if you believe you're in the will of God, then you're right where you need to be, and God is going to do something now to bring you forward in that plan and to bring you up. Amen. Now, today, he's bringing us all up right now. You believe it? Yeah. Now, don't be thinking, well, I wish it were there way back then, or man, if I could just get there and put it out in the future. Don't put it always out in the future. Yes, we're growing. Yes, we should be higher in a year and 5 years than we are today. But thank God for what He's doing in your life now, today. How many of you know that you are further? You don't have to raise your hand. I don't know if you can't raise your hand. Just think about it. But just think about it, that you're further today than you were a year ago. Or maybe a month ago. Or about 5 years ago. Do you know, are you closer to God or know more about God or enjoying more of His blessing today than you were 10 years ago? Well, then that's something to be thankful for. Don't always think, well, I just haven't arrived. See, if you always think, I just haven't got there, if I can just, then you'll never enjoy now where you're at now and believe God is working now. Because faith is now. You don't believe out in the future. That's hope. Nothing wrong with hope, but hope is like, well, we're going to get there. Faith is, I believe it now. And hope says, and that's why we're going to get there. Because I believe it now. I believe something, so we're getting there. And I expect it to change. But that's not the same as if you just put it out in the future, it'll change someday. No, it's changing now. I believe it now. Things are happening today, now, now. Now, now, today is the day of salvation. Not 3 weeks from now. Well, I know what you're saying, but I got to get back. And after a concentrated time of looking at this, maybe I can grab a hold. Grab a hold of something now. What do you know now? Start believing it now. There's probably things you've heard you're not really latching on to now. You put it aside. Say, well, I got to get back up on that. Get back up on it now. Take it and start saying, you know what? I've let that slide. I'm believing it now. I'm going into faith mode now. This will change. This will change in my life. This will change in my body. Our finances are changing now. Not relegating it to next year. It's coming. Because as you believe God now, things can start changing. And you'll see it show up, sure enough. But not if you're always thinking it's going to be someday. You realize you can push someday out to where you're gone. Just done. Someday just never came. But today is always now. Tomorrow, you know you never lived a day in tomorrow. You never lived in a minute in tomorrow. Because by the time you got to tomorrow, it was today. So if you say, I'm going to do it tomorrow, okay, but you got to be watching it because it's always easy just when it's tomorrow. Yeah, I'll do it tomorrow. Get there? Yeah, next week. I'm not saying you don't plan ahead, you don't plan anything in the future, but we got to do something and believe today and do act on what you know today, not next Thursday. Well, I'm just in a low point. I'll get over it, but I'm here. So I'll get back up again, but just let me be for now. That's dangerous. Don't do that. Just decide, I may have come in here in a low point, but that stops now. I'm going back. I'm back normal. I'm back with God. If you got to put something behind you, said, yeah, that was stupid, Lord. I'm sorry about that. Now just get right back where you need to be. Don't need to do penance. Do you hear me? You don't need to do penance. No. Do repentance. You just repent about it. Say, you know what repent means? I was going this way. Yeah, it's just so bad, whatever. Nope, I'm turning around. I'm going. That's all repentance is. Change in direction. And if you change direction, you see God do something now. We got to stay in that mode of believing God is doing something now. Not next week, not next month. I'm not saying you're not expecting Him to do things, but you got to be in the mode that it's not out there. You're expecting maybe some things to happen because you're already believing now. There's a difference. In other words, I believe God is working now. I believe I'm in the right place now. I believe God is doing, I'm on the right plan, in the right path, and things are going to change, but it's because I believe I am now. That's a lot different than going, well, I know. I mean, maybe I'll get back into it someday, but I'm just in a low point right now. I'm not going to act, and maybe it will change someday. See, that's not the same thing. Do you see the difference? That's not the same thing. In other words, it doesn't matter what's going on right now. Circumstances-wise, you can reach out and you can believe Him now. and believe it's changing now and get on God's side now. That's where you need to be, because then stuff can start changing now. I didn't say you'd see it right now. Do you hear me? That's where people miss it. Well, I tried that. You saying everything's going to change right now? I didn't say that. I said stay in that mode where you're expecting. You're expecting things to happen now. Hallelujah. Expecting things to change. Expecting things to be happening. Now. Not 3 weeks from now. Don't be in the mode of expecting to move higher and expecting to go deeper with God now. Hallelujah. Is this okay? Let's just turn over to Hebrews real quick. This is, you know, I was going to say, well, this isn't my topic, but you know, if we're here, this is my topic right now. So praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. Y'all there? Hebrews 11. Let's look at verse 1. It says, now faith... Everybody there? Steer here pages. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Margin of my Bible says, now faith is the realization of things hoped for, the evidence or the confidence of things not seen. Now, faith is the substance. What that word means is like something that sits under. So like these legs on this chair, these sit under the chair. Now, faith is the substance. Now, faith is what sits under things hoped for. They undergird the chair. So these legs undergird this. In other words, this seat is resting on those legs. It's like a foundation. Now, faith is the substance or the foundation or the undergirding of things hoped for. So faith, when you're hoping for things, hoping means confident expectation. Hope is not like wish. The way we say hope a lot of times, it's like wish. This Bible, this word here, is not that. This is not wish. Say, oh, well, I sure hope so. That's not this word. That's English vernacular. That's the way people use hope. Well, I hope. You hear, hope is not a strategy. That means wishing is not a strategy. This not this word. This means I expect. Like you mothers, when you were said to be, you were pregnant with a child, you were all, another way of saying that is you're said to be expecting. Does that mean, I wish I had a baby? Now, I've lived with a lady that's given birth to 4 children. As it got closer, there's no wishy about it as far as if that baby was coming. They were fully aware that there was a child in there. Now, you ladies, you bear witness. This isn't something that's kind of in the periphery. Well, I wish I had a baby. You know that there's something going on inside of you and there's a baby coming out. Is that not true? You fully expect that the baby's going to come out, right? Maybe not exactly when you want it to come out, but you expect it's coming, right? Is there any if, buts about that? Well, somebody says, you know, well, you're pregnant. You say, well, yeah, I wish it were so. You know, and if the person's wise, they may look at you and go, well, keep their mouth shut, right? Not the time to, well, you know, certain things you don't want to say to a pregnant lady. Wow, you look like you're going to pop. Whoa. It's fighting words. It's not something you want to say, right? No, there's no like maybe about this, right? No, you know, I mean, which I can say this because she's my wife. She might get mad at me later. But when Shelly is pregnant, Mama can bear witness of this fact. She carried him out front. She didn't, you know, somebody just kind of carry him, and you can tell from it. If you looked at Shelly straight on, you didn't necessarily, you know, a distance, you couldn't necessarily tell she was pregnant. But if she turned sideways, oh, you could see she was pregnant. And she was, as it got odd, she was really pregnant. Nobody was wondering, are you pregnant? It was more like, when you do? How soon are you due? You don't want to ask that question too early either, right? 3 months from now. Well, why you ask? You look like you're ready to go anytime. But my point is there any question about the baby coming out?
No.
Like, I don't know, baby Mike. I don't know. No. You know there's a baby coming out. You know that you're expecting, right? That's more this word. You're confidently expecting this is going to happen. It's going to. I'm not questioning. I'm not wishing like, well, I sure hope so. People say, I sure hope so. Are you going to give birth? Well, I sure hope so. Okay, I mean, you could take that in a corner case of like something being wrong, but in the normal fact, people are not saying, well, I hope so. It's like, no, the process of life has started. It's ticking. There's a date. And we know it's about 40 weeks, give or take. This baby is coming out, right? Do you understand the certainty? Yeah. See, that's not maybe. Now, what did we just read? Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for. So faith is the undergirding of things hoped for. So if you're really confidently expecting something to happen, the reason, the undergirding, is because you believe something today. Right? And in fact, you could see that as far as a pregnancy. The reason you hope, the reason you expect to give birth is because you are fully persuaded that you are with child and that baby will come out. You haven't seen the baby except on some screen, but even then, you're fully persuaded that what they are showing you is in fact inside of you. Do you know that is walking by faith? It's faith in a machine. How do you know they're not pulling a fast one on you? Because you have faith in the doctor's word. I came here for an ultrasound. I believe I'm pregnant. I believe what they're showing me is what's inside of me. And I believe that there's a baby in. You could not. How many of you think if you came up to the pregnant lady and said, you're not really pregnant? How many of you think, what are your odds of winning that argument? I think you probably, pretty darn near zero. You don't have any chance because that lady is fully persuaded that she is pregnant. You would say, she knows. Say, well, she can see it. But she's fully persuaded. See, this is faith. There's some things we can't see. We need to be fully persuaded that what God said is going to happen and that I am in the mode of believing it today, now, and then I go in the mode of, therefore, I expect this to happen. So I'm fully persuaded today that God said something, and that's it. I believe Him. I believe what He said. I believe He's trustworthy. So I believe it. Therefore, A plus B equals C. I believe God today. He said it would happen. I believe He is a God of His Word. Therefore, it's happening. It will happen. Were you sure about that? Yes, I am. I'm fully persuaded. See, I'm believing now. I'm believing now. I said I'm believing now. You can't say, well, I got to get a little more faith. You might have to, but believe what you know today and start acting on that today. You will find it will buoy you up and help you, and you'll go on and God will show you what you need to do. But if you're sitting there going, I just don't know anything. I mean, I don't know. I don't even know if they're, how did I get here? Has God really ever done it? You will not get to the place you need to be going down that path. On the other hand, you start saying, well, God, maybe I don't understand some things about my situation. But what I do know is that I'm born again. I do know that the Spirit of God lives inside of me. Thank you, Jesus, for coming. Thank you that you paid the price for me. And I believed it. Somebody told me and I acted on it. And I've become born again. Another thing I know is that the Spirit of the living God is inside of me. And He is here to help me. And He's here to show me anything I don't know. He's going to illuminate it to my mind. And I will get the answer because He's helping me. And you just start going down that path and thanking God for what He has done and what you do know. You'll get to where you need to be in short order because you're acting on what you know now. You say, well, I just need the answer over here. Okay, focus on what you need now. And what you expect now, just like we did say, just said, if God, if you know that the Holy Spirit is your teacher and that He's there to help you, and the Bible says in James 1:5, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. Amen. So if I need wisdom in a situation, I can say, well, the Holy Spirit's been given to me, and Lord, I thank you that the Holy Spirit is in me. See, that's faith. Right there, you're acting on what you know now. God, the Holy Spirit is in me. I need wisdom, and so I'm asking for it. That's faith, because you're asking. If you didn't believe in God or didn't believe He's going to answer, why ask? But see, you're acting on what you do know. You say, God, I need wisdom now. Show me what to do now. And I expect you to show me because you said you would. See, now you're hoping, you're expecting something is going to change because you believe that God is, that He listens to you, that He answers you, and that He is actively getting the answer to you, so you expect to be illuminated. See, that's a whole lot better and a whole lot more effective than saying, well, I just don't know what to do. Okay. I just don't know what to do. I have no idea what to do about this situation. I just don't know what to do. Okay? And I just don't know what to do. Okay? Next, I just don't know. When is that going to get you to where all of a sudden you do know what to do? It's not. It's not going to change. So you're not believing anything. You're not expecting anything. We're not acting on anything. We're going to stay right here in a tight loop. This is where we're going to go around the mountain, go around the mountain, go around the mountain. Why isn't anything changing? God, do something. You see down in verse 6? Look at verse 6. But without faith, it is hard to please Him. Is that what your Bible says? But without faith, unless you're on a really good day, you can't please Him. No, it says, without faith, It is what? Impossible. How many things with God are impossible? Nothing to him who believes. But God said, without faith, it is impossible to please him. Do you think faith is a big deal with him? For he who comes to God must believe that he is. Number one, somebody's going to come to God, they have to believe he is. He is God. There is a God, and he's he. He's God. Right? You got to believe that. And that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Well, I've been serving God. I just don't know if he's even, I don't know. I mean, I know he's there, but I don't know. I haven't seen any change in my life. I mean, God's there. I don't know. Number one, you're borderline not really believing in him. Number two, this second part of this verse is nowhere near what you're believing. And that he, you must believe that he is, and that he is a what?
Rewarder
of those that diligently seek him. That means you stick to him. You say, God, I believe you. I believe you. I don't care what it looks like. I believe you. World will say, what are you believing God for? Because he is. And he is my Father. I believe him. And I'm going to stay believing him. And you watch. This will change. You got to believe God. Believe that he is and that he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. We always ought to be in faith mode. Faith is not something you work up. Faith is a decision. In other words, everybody in here has the ability and the opportunity to either believe or not believe what we're talking about right now. Or when somebody could be sitting in here and say, I don't believe God is. Okay. Right? Did somebody make you do that? No. Anything in the Word, we have a decision. We can decide to believe him. That means you can decide to believe him now. You know what we're doing most of the time? We're waiting for a feeling that we feel like it's true. So now I feel like the Bible's true, and I feel like I should act on it because I feel good. That's not a good place to be, because did God change? Let me ask you, you have the worst day of your life. Did God change? Well, I just don't feel like God's near. Okay, but the Bible said that he would never leave you nor forsake you, right? So what are we going to believe? Our feelings? Your feelings? You know, your feelings can deceive you. Right? You ever done this thing? Where you cross your finger? All you kids have, probably even recently. And you know, if you cross two of your fingers, and then you put a pencil in the middle. Anybody ever done this? You never done this. This would be a good exercise. Does anybody have a pen? If you have a pen, cross your fingers like that. If you can cross your fingers. Just don't, try to get them just a little bit crossed. Now put the tip of a pen right in the cross. If you close your eyes, and put the pen in there and move it. How many pencils or pens does it feel like there is? Don't go like this. So you got to have them crossed. So that the outside is on each side. Now put it in there. Go like this. Go like that. And then you just lay the So it's on the outside of each finger. So it's in the middle. How many does it feel like? It feels like two. Because if you look at your hand, if it's not crossed, something is over here and something is over here. That's the way your fingers normally are. So if you have something going over there and something going over there at the same time in their pencil, your mind says, there's two of them. But if it's crossed, it's actually the same one. But if you do this and get it right, it feels like two. If you have if you do it to somebody and say, how many pencils am I holding up to you? It feels like two. But it's one. So your mind can play tricks on you. Your feelings can play tricks on you. And the enemy will accommodate you. And he's a master at playing feelings. So you wake up in the morning and you feel like, first thing, you wake up and you have a thought. You just don't want to get out of bed. The thing you've been believing God for, it's never going to happen. Has anybody ever had that besides me? Maybe this morning you had that. You woke up and you're like, you may have looked at your spouse and they're getting up and like, you just said, I don't want to get up. I want to sit in bed. Why? Because it's going to be the same tomorrow. I just don't want to even face it. Okay. Question. Does that sound like believing God? Where do you think those thoughts? Now, thoughts can come from you, but they can also be injected in your mind by the enemy. And you feel, you hear something. Seriously, you think that's going to happen? What? You might as well stay in bed. Nothing you do today is going to make any difference. Well, we have a decision right there. So what if we feel like it? Are we going to believe that that represents reality? Or the fact that I'm feeling something doesn't have anything to do with reality? In fact, the night before, I'm feeling pretty good. I'm feeling like everything's going to be okay. But this morning, my feelings aren't there, so I feel like nothing's going to change. God is not working on our behalf. What? Who said? Whenever you have something like that, ask yourself, who said that won't happen? Who said God is not working? Who said it's not going to change? So we have to realize that not every thought we have is actually originating from us. Not every thought you have is originating from the devil either. But he can inject thoughts into your mind, and it does not sound like this is the devil. I'm about to give you a bad thought. You stink. You're worthless. It doesn't sound like that. It sounds more like this. I stink. I'm worthless. Nothing I ever do works. I don't even want to get out of bed today. That's the way it sounds. And so all of a sudden you feel like that, and that has feelings associated with it. And so people act on their feelings and say, I don't know where God is. What's God done anyway? See, that's a decision to believe my feelings, something that is very temporal, that can change in the next minute. Anybody had a real good day one day? Everything seems like it's just ticking off, going well, and then something happens on the way home or first thing when you come at night, and all of a sudden it all changes, and now you feel like you just had this great day. Everything has gone like this, and all of a sudden you're feeling irritated, angry, like that ever happened to anybody? But 10 minutes before, you were thinking, it's awesome. Let's do everything today because everything is happening today. When you need a project done, give it to me because it's working. I'm just kidding with that. We believe God no matter what happens. But we used to joke about that when we were writing software. It's like, it's one of those days. Everything is going right. Let's fix it all today. That's not really a godly attitude, but it was jokey with engineers. But years ago. But you could have a day where you just feel like, man, it's just everything. It's just going well. And then something changes and now you're mad. So what? Does that mean everything's bad now? Think about it. If you start believing everything or is going wrong or God's not going to come through, based on what? Based on who? You don't feel like God is coming through now, so he's not? Good thing he doesn't behave based on what we think. I mean, he has this whole thing going. Good thing every time somebody doesn't think he exists, there's like a power surge, you know, go down. Oh, they don't believe in me. World, you know, slows down for a minute. No, he's just steady. Right? He's just like this. People believe in him, people don't believe him, but God is the same yesterday, today, forever. So we always have a choice whether we're going to believe him today, now. We have a choice to believe that we're going to come to him and believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. And if we'll come to him that way, in the midst of whatever, and say, God, today, I'm still going to believe. I choose to believe that you're still working. I choose to believe that you're still on the throne. I choose to believe that you still are the God that you always were, and that you keep your word, and that you do reward those that diligently seek you. I choose to believe in whatever applies to my situation. Now, I choose to believe what I do know and what knowledge I have. I choose to act on it today. I choose just to praise you and acknowledge you now, today. And I fully expect things coming down the road. I expect them to change. But today, I have a decision. I'm gonna believe you. I'm going to rest in you. I'm going to rest in you. Hallelujah. I'm going to rest in you. Praise you, Lord. I'm going to rest in you. I'm going to rest in you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Go back to Hebrews. You're in Hebrews. Go back to Hebrews 4:1. It says, therefore, since a promise, Hebrews 4:1, therefore, since a promise remains of entering his rest. Actually, let's go back into chapter 3 a little bit. Verse 16. It says, for who, having heard, rebelled? Indeed, was it not all who came out of Egypt, led by Moses? Now, with whom was he angry 40 years? Was it not with those who sinned, whose corpses fell in the wilderness? So he's talking about the Israelites that he had told, I will give you the promised land. And these, they would not believe God. They chose, I am not going to believe it. I don't care. And they grumbled and they complained. And even though it was there before them, they would not believe it. They would not act on it. And eventually what happened? They sent spies into the land. You know the story? 12 spies. And the majority of them, Ted, came back and said, there is no way we can take this. There's no, and remember, God had already said, you can take this. I'm just sending you in there. You go check it out. And they went in there and they said, we cannot take it. We can't do it. They said, we can't do it. Two of them, Joshua and Caleb, said, we can do it. God said we can do it. Let's go up today and do it. Now, does that sound like a decision? Same information. They saw the same thing. They heard the same word from God. And yet, 10 of them said, we can't do it. God is not able to bring us out. Those people will crush us. We're grasshoppers to them. They're giants. They will crush us. We cannot do it. God says we can. He says they can, but they will not hear it. They will say, I am not going to believe it. And they told everybody else not to believe it. Joshua and Caleb said, they're big, but God's on our side, and we'll take them down. Let's go up now, and let's take them down. We can do it now. Do you see what that sounds like? That is faith. Even what I'm saying right now, when I say it, it does something. It's to people are saying, your heart is leaping, saying, yeah, that's right. God said we can do it. Let's go. And that resonates with us right now. But we have to watch it that in our own lives, we're not siding over here and saying, not going to happen. God has told us it will happen, and we got to be careful. We're not saying, I don't know. I sure don't see how we could do it. I mean, look at this. There's no way we can do it. And we put it off, and we don't believe today. We don't believe that He is what he can do what He said He can do. We don't believe He is. We maybe believe He's there, but we don't believe He can do what He said He can do. We don't believe that He will act on our behalf. And so those people fell in the desert, and they did not enter in. Why didn't they enter in? Look at verse 16. It says, for who, having heard, rebelled? Indeed, was it not all who came out of Egypt led by Moses? Now with whom was he angry 40 years? Was it not with those who sinned, whose corpses fell in the wilderness? Now, was that God's will? No, he told them. He told them, I'm taking you in. You have this promised land. You just believe me and you can have it. And they went in and they saw everything and they said, we can't. We can't do it. Now, did God will them to die in the wilderness? No. But if they were, they're going to say, we just can't do it. Well, when are they going to be able to do it? If they can't do it now, what are they waiting for to change before they start saying they can? Eventually, time ran out. They can't. They're dead. Joshua and Caleb, on the other hand, they never stopped saying. They said, we're taking it. We could do it now. You guys want to go? And they said, no. But they never stopped saying, we can do it. We're going to take it. And years later, when all those other people died, they stepped up and they went in. Is that a choice? They believed it. They said, no, I believe God. God said it. I believe it. Doesn't look like it, but I'm going in. That's what he's talking about here. It says, with whom was he angry 40 years? Was it not with those who sinned, whose corpses fell in the wilderness? And to whom did he swear that they would not enter his rest, but to those who did not obey? They didn't act on what God. God said, I can do it, you can do it. And they said, we can't do it. What's God going to do with that? Because he gave us a free will. And he put it out, and he said, you can do this. Whatever God said we can do in His Word, if He said it's true, we can start believing it and acting on it right now. Right now. There's something in your life that you kind of put aside because you didn't see something. You can pick it up right now. And I know there's at least a few people that need to pick something up right now. Otherwise, I don't believe we would be off on this. You pick it up now. You don't lay it down and say, maybe someday, I just don't know. No, you get back up and you start acting on God's word now. What you know, you may not know some things. You may not have some answers, but what you do know, you act on that and you will see God come through and start changing things in your life because you're giving Him place to do it. You're acting on what you do know. And more light will come as you act on the light you have. But as long as you're going to wander around in darkness and say, I just don't know, and God has already told you what to do, but you don't want to do it, and you just won't do it, then you're just going to stay in darkness. There is no way to break that cycle unless you start acting on the light that you do have. Just step up and say, I choose. And you need to get spunky about it and just say, I don't care what this looks like. I still choose to believe God. I don't care that there's giants there. I don't care what all of it looks like. I'm still going to believe him. I choose to do it. I choose. The devil whispering in your ear, you're nuts. And you say, I'm believing God. God said it. He knows what's going on. I will believe him now, today. I'm not putting it off another minute. I will act on it. Verse 19, it says, and so we see that they could not enter in. Why? Because of unbelief. Did God hold them back? Did anything external hold them back? They would not act on the word. They would not believe. Didn't say they did a bunch of other stuff wrong. It said they just would not believe God. This seems so simple, guys, but this is what the devil will help you do this. He will magnify circumstances in your life to where the thoughts come and you say, there's no way we can get through this. I don't care. God, it's not happening. Look, you can see it's not happening. That is exactly what they were faced with. They went in. God told them, you can do this. They went in and say, there is no way we can take them out. Look at them. They are too big. I don't care what God said. There's no way we can take them out. And what it'll sound like in our life is there's no way this is going to change. I know God. I know what God has said. But look at the circumstance. It hasn't changed for 3 weeks or 3 months. It's not going to change. What is that? It's unbelief. It's the same thing. It's saying these guys are too big. Too big for who? For God? Really? No. So what we can do is just stand up and say, it'll change. Watch. It'll change. I believe it. God said it. We're not just getting nutty in and of ourselves. We're saying, God said it, and I am going to believe him. I am one who believes. I'm expecting things are going to change. Why? Because I believe now, Hebrews 11:1 said. I believe now, so I'm expecting this thing to change. It's going to. For one, then, it says, therefore, since a promise remains of entering his rest, let us fear lest any of you seem to have come short of it. Look down in verse 1, or 11, then. It says, or actually, verse 9, it says, there remains, therefore, a rest for the people of God, for he who has entered his rest has himself also ceased from his works as God did from his. Let us therefore be diligent to enter that rest, lest anyone fall according to the same example of disobedience. What's he talking about? The Old Testament. These same guys that would not enter in to what God had told them to do. He said, you fight, be diligent to enter that rest, to go in and said, God said it, I'm going to rest in that now. God told me, it's so. I believe it today. I'm resting in that. And then stuff blows, stuff storms, circumstances are there, and you say, no, I believe God. I'm choosing to stay right here. I will not move. I don't care what anything else looks like. This will change. Because I believe him now. Praise you, Lord. Go down to verse 14. It says, seeing then that we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. What? Let us hold fast to what we said we believe and don't move from it and stay right there. Let us hold fast our confession, for we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. He says, Jesus knows that you may be pressed, that you have eyes, that you have ears, that you have feelings. He knows what it feels like. You think Jesus never had a thought waking up that said, what are you doing? You think you're the Son of God? You think thoughts did not come to him? All you have to do is look. Satan came and tempted him. He said, well, if you're the Son of God, he came to him. That wasn't the only time he came to him. He experienced what it's like to walk in a physical body like you and I, yet he never yielded to it. He believed God all the way through. You say he was God. He was God manifested in the flesh. And he put aside the weight of his glory and he walked like we walked. He felt what we felt, as it says here. And he can sympathize with what it's like to have reality, I mean, the earth, the flesh realm, pressing in on you. But he also said to call on him in time of need and to look back to him. It says, for we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet he was without sin. Let us therefore come boldly, boldly, that we come right back up and say, God, I need your help. Lord, I've been tempted. I've been pushed here. You know these things are trying to push me off of believing you. You know these things are trying to make me doubt you. But I'm not going to give in. I choose to believe you. Lord, help me to do it. Strengthen me to do it. And he said, let's come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to what? To help in time of need. That means when we need it, when the storms are raging, when something is looking like it's not going to change, that's not the time to say God's not going to come through and start going down that pathway. That's the time to cry out to God and say, God, I need your help. Help me. You know what this looks like, but I choose to believe you. Lord, I believe. Help me with my unbelief and call to him and believe him that he is there and that he is God and he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek and see that he will show up, that he will gird you up, that he will help you to stay on task and stay believing him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He is a good God. And he is our helper now, today, in the midst of whatever. He is our helper now. Yes. He is our God now. Yes. Praise God. Why don't you stand to your feet, please? Thank you, Lord. Praise you, God. Say this after me. Say, thank you, God.
Thank you, God.
That the great Holy Spirit, lives in me. That the helper lives in me. I have victory over every circumstance that comes against me. My God is stronger than any circumstance. I choose to believe God. I choose to believe God. I choose to believe His Word. I choose to act on His Word. I choose to believe that He's helping me right now, right now, right now. I choose to believe that things are changing, that things will be better because I'm acting on His Word. His Word cannot fail. He is not a man that He should lie. He's not a man that he should repent or change directions. What he said, he will do. And I believe that. I believe it. I believe it. My life will change. My circumstances will change. I expect it. I believe it. I am firmly convinced. I am completely convinced. Therefore, I expect. I expect. I expect. Hallelujah. Things will change. Lord, I thank you for the power of your word. I thank you for all that you've done in my life and what you're going to do. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.